It's time for one-on-one with a professional, and our professional, of course, is Dr. Williams with the Med Club of Bartlesville. Good morning, Doctor. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Well, super. We've got this corona business that's been going around. It's been affecting people somewhat, and it seems like, well, just about the time we think it's gone, it could pop back up again. We just don't know. What can you tell us a little bit about your experience with this coronavirus over the past several months?
The coronavirus, as they describe it, is novel. We don't know. It's the first time we've seen it. And there's lots of literature out there hypothesizing where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't matter because we have it.
It's here.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do with it? Well, they talk about testing.
Testing. Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Yes. Testing is not testing is not testing. They're different.
Okay. Please explain that.
So if I have symptoms that I have coronavirus, I have a fever, upper respiratory, GI symptoms, any of the ones that they say in the literature, I will probably be asymptomatic after I get it for a few days. And then that's the reason that they want to incubate, you know, want you to go and isolate for a while, because usually you will not stay asymptomatic for more than 2 weeks. And then you will start building up the infection. At that time, some antibodies in your body called IgM, think of M for monsters.
Oh,
they're
boy.
The big guys.
Okay.
They're the first ones that show up to fight this.
Okay.
When they test you, they unfortunately have to do that barbaric test about sticking the Q-tip up your nose.
Ooh.
And that's no fun. But the reason they do that is because the types of cells that the coronavirus likes to attach to is located in your upper airway.
I see.
So if that comes up positive, they are testing for the IgM antibodies, the monsters. So during this, your body also has some other helper cells, T helper cells, that come and identify this terrible virus, and it picks it up and it shows it to the gang, IgG, and some other killer cells in your body. And it says, next time you see this, guys, you need to kill it. Okay? The IgG, the gang, takes a little while to get together, and then it comes into your body and builds up. It's already there, pardon me, and it builds up in your body. And that is what they're testing when they're talking about the antibody or the serology testing.
Oh, I see.
It's very different from the initial test. They need blood, and there's a lot of false ones out. What we recommend right now from the CDC, and the one with the highest sensitivity and specificity, you want higher the better, closer to 100. There's two tests that are out for the IgG, and they require serum or blood to be taken, because that's where the IgG, the gang, lives. It's in the blood and some other places.
Oh, my goodness. We're getting a little bit of an education here on the COVID virus with Dr. Williams here with Med Club of Bartlesville. You've been working with some companies here in town, some employers.
I have. I have several employers that have their employees as members of mine. And long before this really hit the mainstream, I started receiving information about it, reading about it. And so I started passing it on. No, I can't tell them what to do, but I can raise their awareness.
Yes.
And so, for instance, I have a small manufacturing company that has 30 to 40 employees, and they called. And I helped them set up their policies and procedures. They used me as a resource, also a resource of what kind of antiseptics to use, how to distance, how to set their shifts up, you know, how to keep these people apart. So we don't, if one shift gets infected, we don't infect the entire company.
Very good. Now, when we talk about the Med Club of Bartlesville, I want to talk about a little bit how this is set up, because you do look out for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But with the Med Club of Bartlesville, we're talking about direct primary care. And you can't get any more direct than when you talk with the doctor.
That's right. And COVID-19 has really wreaked a lot of havoc on the medical field.
It has.
Because people are afraid to come to the doctor.
They are?
Yes. Mm. Think about going in a doctor's office with a big lobby. You don't want to set out there.
Yeah.
My office, I'm the one that meets you at the door. I'm going to ask you some questions before you are allowed in.
Got it.
And I'm the one that's going to take care of you. I'm going to take your vitals, and I'm the one that's going to take care of you.
Wow, that is very direct.
So, for instance, people that thought they had COVID, I have a front porch on my office. Mm-hmm. We tested out there. They didn't get in my office. Mm-hmm. I examined them out on the porch and did the testing there, so I wouldn't infect a clean space.
Gotcha. Very good. Very good. And also for people who might be a little bit antsy about going in to visit you, I understand that you've been ahead of the game with telehealth for a long time.
Yes. Med Club has been doing virtual visits from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do not sign up with Medicare, Medicaid, or any insurance company, we don't have to follow their rules.
Mm-hmm.
We're not depending on a face-to-face contact to get paid. We have a low, flat monthly fee. And so we've been nimble. We've not shut down one day during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But even though I'm not getting the office traffic that I was, the telehealth and all the other online healthcare has picked up exponentially.
People really welcome that because they're not losing contact with their doctor. In fact, they're maintaining it in the safest way possible.
Yes, they are. And I answer their questions. You know, do you think I need testing? Or all the kids are at home now.
Oh, yeah.
And so yesterday I had a lady send photos of the bites that she had and where she'd been, and it was all by text.
Mm. We're talking with Dr. Williams with Med Club of Bartlesville. And you're unique, as you say, because you don't deal with the insurance. You don't have to.
No.
And you're going to save a lot of money doing this too, folks, because the way the doctor has this planned out for you, you've got a monthly fee, basically. And it
pays for my time.
Yeah, it pays for your time.
It pays for my time, and we're very transparent at Med Club.
Yes.
We have very discounted labs and common generic prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get those, you'll know what the cost is.
You'll see the savings right away.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. Now, what's the first step a person needs to do to become a patient of Dr. Williams here at the Med Club of Bartlesville?
We have a website, which is medclub.clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Go there. It will answer a ton of questions. And then there is a sign up online that will automatically come to my electronic medical records, and we'll give you a call back.
And then the process gets underway after that?
Absolutely.
That's amazing. So, you know, not only do you get, if you need the in-person, you're going to be treated with the utmost care and with your health in mind, because you're not going to be put into an area where you're not going to feel comfortable.
Correct.
And then on the other hand, you can also go with the telehealth, the telemed, virtual visits.
Yes.
I think that's what they're called, virtual visits. And they're pretty much the same as being there with you, except for hopping in the car and driving all over the place.
It just depends. There are some things a doctor
you
really
have to do. Yeah.
You know, we want to listen to your heart and we want to look at some things. But a lot of things can be taken care of online.
That is absolutely wonderful. Where did you get the idea for this? We were talking about this, just we kind of touched on it earlier, but this is a phenomenon that came on just a few years ago. I remember our very own Sean Hannity talking about something like this, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. This is gonna change how we do things here in America.
It is, and it needs to happen. Josh Umber, Dr. Umber, up in Wichita, is the one who started this.
Oh, yeah.
And he is often a guest with Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm. And when they talk about this, you can almost hear a pin drop. People are thinking, wow, wait a second, where's the catch? But doctor, there is no catch.
No. And matter of fact, in the Wichita area, several of the municipalities are signed up.
Wow.
And with our tax structure and things through this pandemic, boy, this would be a great alternative.
Indeed.
To help them cut their cost.
It'd be a great alternative for you out there, and also employers too, to think about this and think differently. Sometimes the same old, just becomes old.
It does. And last summer, the president put an executive order that will allow the HSA and the FSA to be used for the membership. Now, that has not come through yet. Thank you, pandemic.
Mm.
But you can use them for the extra things like your labs and your medication.
Let's talk about labs and medication, because that too is done differently for your benefit, by the way, folks, through the Med Club of Bartlesville.
Absolutely. Highly discounted labs that we draw in the office, and they get picked up once a day, just like any other office. Mm-hmm. And then we also dispense to our own patients a few of the most commonly prescribed generic medications. So for instance, a Z-Pak right now, we're charging $5.50 instead of $15 like many of the pharmacies.
Wow. Wow, that's just an example, folks. That's just a small example.
Yes.
Man. And of course, with this, again, it's a flat fee per month, and you do get to visit the doctor. I think one of the things we talked about in one of our previous episodes is that you had a person with pneumonia. Really had to be in close contact with you a lot.
Oh, she refused to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw her 12 times in 1 month.
Ooh.
It was no extra charge.
No extra charge. Same as a person who came in once for a simple exam.
Yes.
So imagine that. How many times have you thought about going to the doctor and you think, oh, geez, that's going to cost a bunch. But you were able to go 12 times for the same cost as, you know, just one visit. That's something you might want to stick in your noggin and let it roll around a little bit, let it ferment a little. And then you probably want to pick up the phone or go to the computer and log on to your computer to see what's going on with Med Club of Bartlesville. Get some questions answered.
I agree.
So contact the good doctor, Dr. Williams, with the Med Club of Bartlesville at medclub.clinic.
And
you
got
to make sure it's not a com, it's not an org, and it's not
it's
gov. Definitely not gov.
No.
It's medclub.clinic. Doctor, is there a phone number, or do you prefer folks to get online here first?
If they have questions,
yeah.
We don't mind talking to them, and we take phone calls at 918-214-8200.
All right, very good. And for once, if you think of it this way, and you've told me this before, it's kind of like Netflix.
Yes.
It's a subscription.
Absolutely.
And to be a member of the club, you just pay your dues or your fee, and you're right on your way. And it's plenty affordable, too. And once you get into it on the website and with Dr. Williams later on, you're going to find out just how much you are going to save and just how much more you're going to benefit with having closer contact with the doctor with this direct primary care system. It's unique, and why did it take so long for this to be hatched?
Well, why?
Because
we have a herd mentality in our society.
Well, yeah.
Everyone does the same thing. And the outliers, they have to be pretty courageous.
You do. And a little step of courage is going a long way to help people with their health to get the kind of help that they need at a cost that they can afford.
That is correct, and that's a goal.
All right. Dr. Williams, thank you.
Thank you.